We're going to have our last tune live now from Grandaddy. Jason, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Right. And of course, I'm not leaving out Tim, Kevin and Aaron, but they're just not near microphones, are they, to talk to me particularly?
It just isn't their scene.
Well, there you go. It's Who can blame them? Can we just talk a little bit before you go about image? Because we brought... We were much impressed by the Grandaddy look. In fact, I think Lard ran down a photo of you when we sort of grew Grandaddy-style beards.
Yes, he certainly did.
I mean, were you impressed by that sort of growth and that...
You guys got a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, well, I mean, and a lot of spirit glue as well. But, I mean, do you think beards are back? I mean, Kings of Leon are sort of looking very hirsute, like a sort of a fog hat image going on there?
I don't know. People didn't seem to mind them back in the 70s.
Have you always had a beard? I mean, not always.
You probably when you were a baby.
I was actually born with one.
Were you? Right. Well, there you go, lad, you see.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you stand corrected. I've had an email in from Dave the Consigny Man and Sexy Liz. They said, could you please ask Grandaddy this for me? In 2001, myself and Sexy Liz went to see you in Newcastle. Ooh. I noticed women were throwing their underwear at the band. Is this usual at Grandaddy gigs, or does this say something about the women of Newcastle, and can Liz have her pants back?
It's like one or two shows a year where that doesn't happen.
John Lean from Cheltenham's been on. He says, I'm going on an expedition to Africa this summer, and part of the fun is not taking a razor. Along with creating beautiful music, you're also famous for your beards. Any advice on beard maintenance in the African continent?
I heard Africa's really hot, so shave off your beard.
It's good beard advice.
Controversial,
hey,
though.
Hey?
From Grandaddy.
Well,
I think we should have a round of applause for drummer Aaron, who's definitely beard of the day.
Good work, fella.
That is a sturdy effort, and no round of applause for Jim, who's resolutely clean-shaven.
Boo!
Right, okay, so there we go. Now then, are you going to do the single for us?
Yeah, we're going to do Now It's On.
Now It's On. Because I believe that the last check on what they call the midweek, which is a kind of guess the charts, which never comes out right, Now It's On was number 17. So we need to urge everybody, while they're waiting for the album, to buy loads of copies of this over the weekend to make sure that we have Grandaddy in the top 20, because I think we all feel the world is a better place if that happens.
Yep.
Definitely. And also, you should say that it's a historic day, because the studio that you're in, guys, you're the last people ever to use it before it gets ripped apart.
Aww. I didn't know that.
And that is that might not sound like much, but actually, all the time we've been here doing our nighttime shows, we've done hundreds of sessions, and every band you can think of has been through that room, and we've done sessions on that old desk, and now it's all being torn apart.
So it's all right that we've been ignoring the non-smoking signs?
Well, that's fine. It's all going to be ripped apart.
So we'll do our best in this next song to make sure that we can sort of harness all the energy from every band that's ever been here and put everything we got into this next song.
Well, what a wonderful sentiment. What a wonderful sentiment.
Excellent.
You see, from our first nighttime show when Tinder Sticks performed in there, right through to now, and Grandaddy, and I think you'd probably be given sledgehammers at the end, and you can smash up the whole place.
Woo! Don't tempt him.
That's my understanding of it, but anyway. Listen.
I want the microphones.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
No, security!
Nick what you like, because it's all just going to go in a skip after the show.
Is it?
No.
No.
I don't know.
Well, car boot sale.
I'm only one-armed right now.
I mean, well, seeing as Charlie Mahone's doing the engineering, I should imagine it's all going in the back of his estate car. But anyway.
Strip search alert.
No way.
Cheers, Charlie. Listen, guys, it's been great to see you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
In place where the sea used to be, it seems that I'm seasoned to be in the season of the old me. I wouldn't trade my place, but I got no reason to be weathered and withering like in the season of the old me.